This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. And we'll start with the live theater. In Raleigh, on October 17th, we've got Cinderella, 7:30 p.m. show by North Carolina Opera at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. Cinderella runs approximately 2 hours and 30 minutes, including one intermission, is performed in French with English translations projected above the stage. Music is by Jules Massenet. Libretto is by Henri Quin, after Perrault. The world premiere of this opera was at Opéra Comique in Paris, France, on May 24, 1899. This is a premiere for this company, for North Carolina Opera. A fairy tale comes to life in Massenet's Cinderella, with enchanting melodies, sparkling orchestration, and a touch of magical mischief. This heartwarming opera puts a charming spin on the classical tale. When a lost slipper sets destiny in motion, Cinderella's journey from rags to romance unfolds in the most whimsical, wonder-filled way. And this happens at Memorial Auditorium, which is in the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Tickets start at $35. And their number is 919-792-3853. Again, that's 919-792-3853. Still in Raleigh on Sunday, October 26th, is Witch, a 3 p.m. show at Raleigh Little Theater, which is at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Don't forget, Raleigh Little Theater always offers a free ticket for your driver, so be sure to ask. Their box office number is 919-821-3111. I'll repeat that a bit later. And this is in the Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater, which has general admission, so you probably want to arrive early. But they tell us that a charming devil arrives in the quiet village of Edmonton to bargain for the souls of its residents in exchange for their darkest wishes. Elizabeth should be his easiest target, having been labeled a witch and cast out by the town. But her soul is not so readily bought. As the devil returns to convince her, and then returns again, unexpected passions flare, alliances are formed, and the village is forever changed. An inventive retelling of a Jacobean drama, this sharp, subversive fable debates how much our souls are worth when hope is hard to come by. The play is by Jen Silverman. This production is directed by Jerry Lynn Schilke. It runs about 95 minutes. It's recommended for ages 15 and older due to adult themes and language. And the show does contain depictions of violence, including the use of fake blood. Adult tickets are $33. Student, senior, or military are $30. And again, their box office number is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. And don't forget, a free ticket for your driver. All you got to do is ask. In Chapel Hill, on October 22nd, The Wolves. It's a 7:30 p.m. show at Playmakers Repertory Company, which is at 120 Country Club Road in Chapel Hill. The Wolves is by Sarah Delap, and this production is directed by Aubrey Snowden. Unstoppable alone, unbreakable together. A team, a tribe, a turf. As a fierce squad of high school girls navigate soccer drills, secrets, and ambitions, you experience the fire, humor, and heartbreak of growing up all over again, where every day on and off the field could change everything. Now, just to be clear, the Wolves is the name of a high school soccer team. This play, The Wolves, contains strong language and mature themes. It runs an hour and 30 minutes with no intermission. Tickets start at $20. The box office is 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Moving over to Durham, on November 9th, Reality Ministries Talent Show. It's a 3 p.m. show at the Durham Performing Arts Center at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. They tell us, join us on Sunday, November 9th at the DPAC for an extraordinary community event featuring performers of all abilities. Tickets for this show are free. It's general admission, and the tickets will be available at the door. You can get more information from them by calling 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. And over in Greensboro, we've got The Wiz playing at the Tanger Center. And this they've got a performance on Saturday, November 1st at 2 p.m. and Sunday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. The Tanger Center is at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Their phone number, 336-333-6500. The Tony Award-winning Best Musical That Took the World by Storm is back. The Wiz returns home to stages across America in an all-new Broadway tour, the first one in 40 years. Baltimore Sun raves, powerhouse performances, stunning choreography, visionary sets, and Chicago Tribune proclaims The Wiz as an eye-popping and high-intensity revival. This groundbreaking twist on The Wizard of Oz changed the face of Broadway. From its iconic score packed with soul, gospel, rock, and 70s funk, to its stirring tale of Dorothy's journey to find her place in a contemporary world. With direction by Shelley Williams, choreography by Jaquel Knight, and additional material by Tony-nominated and Emmy-nominated writer and TV host Amber Ruffin, this dynamite infusion of ballet, jazz, and modern pop brings a whole new groove to Easing On Down the Road. Everybody rejoice. So we can follow the yellow brick road to the Tanger Center at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Tickets for The Wiz start at $72, and their box office number is 336-333-6500. Again, that's 336-333-6500. Over to the movies. First a list, and then a little bit of delving into them. We have Anemone, a 2025 PG action and adventure drama. Bone Lake, also 2025, rated R, horror thriller. And let's see here. Next up, we've got Casper. This is from 1995. It's a PG comedy for kids and family, sci-fi and fantasy. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is from 2025. It's a PG drama. Fairyland from 2025 is an R-rated drama. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, 2025. It's rated G. It's animation, comedy, kids and family, musical, sci-fi, and fantasy. Good Boy is a 2025 PG-13 comedy horror thriller. Kiss of the Spider-Woman, 2025 R-rated drama musical. One Battle After Another, 2025 R-rated action and adventure, crime, drama, politics, thriller. Roofman, 2025 R-rated biography, crime, drama, history, romance. Soul on Fire is a 2025 PG-rated biography drama. The Conjuring, Last Rites, from 2025, is an R-rated horror mystery thriller. The Long Walk is a 2025 R-rated horror. The Smashing Machine, a 2025 R-rated action and adventure, biography, documentary, history, sports. The Strangers, Chapter 2. It's rated R. It's a horror mystery. They Called Him Mostly Harmless, from 2024, is a TV 14 documentary. And finally, we've got Tron: Ares, 2025 movie rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. And if any of those titles struck your fancy, let's take a closer look here. Anemone, like I say, is 2025 PG-rated, or PG-13-rated action and adventure drama. In northern England, a man heads out on a journey into the woods to reconnect with the estranged hermit brother with whom he shared a complicated past that was altered by life-changing events decades ago. Now, this is directed by Roman Day-Lewis. It's written by Daniel Day-Lewis and his son, Ronan Day-Lewis, and it stars Sean Bean, Samuel Bottomley, and Lewis Ian Bray. Bone Lake, the 2025 R-rated horror thriller. We've got a couple's vacation at a secluded estate is upended when they're forced to share the mansion with a mysterious couple. A dream getaway spirals into a nightmarish maze of sex, lies, and manipulation, triggering a battle for survival. This is directed by Mercedes Bryce Morgan. It was written by Joshua Friedlander, and the stars include Alex Rowe, Maddie Hassan, and Marco Pigosi. Casper, from 1995, it's rated PG, and it's a comedy. It's for kids and family. It's a sci-fi, and it's also fantasy. An afterlife therapist and his daughter meet a friendly young ghost when they move into a crumbling mansion in order to rid the premises of wicked spirits. This is directed by Brad Silberling, written by Joseph Oriolo, Sherry Stone, and Deanna Oliver. It stars Bill Pullman, Christina Ricci, and Kathy Moriarty. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, 2025 PG drama. When Mary finds herself in a public scandal and the family faces financial trouble, the household grapples with the threat of social disgrace. The Crawleys must embrace change with the next generation leading Downton Abbey into the future. It's directed by Simon Curtis, written by Julian Fellows. It stars Marilyn Cutts, Dominic West, and Lorna Nixon Brown. Fairyland, from 2025, is an R-rated drama. A young girl recounts growing up in San Francisco in the 70s and 80s with her gay dad. This is directed by Andrew Durham. Its writers are Andrew Durham and Alicia Abbott, and it stars Amelia Jones, Scoot McNairy, and Nessa Daugherty. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, a 2025 G-rated animation comedy for kids and family. It's also a musical, sci-fi, and fantasy. Gabby and Grandma Gigi's road trip takes an unexpected turn when Gabby's prized dollhouse ends up with eccentric cat lady Vera. Gabby embarks on an adventure to reunite the Gabby cats and retrieve her beloved dollhouse before it's too late. directed by Ryan Crago. The writers are Mike Liu, Rahana Liu Mirza, and Adam Wilson. It stars Gloria Estefan, Tina Ukwu, and Layla Lockhart Craner. Good Boy from 2025 is rated PG-13. It's a comedy horror thriller. A loyal dog moves to a rural family home with his owner, only to discover supernatural forces lurking in the shadows. As dark entities threaten his human companion, the brave pup must fight to protect the one he loves most. This is directed by Ben Leonberg. It's written by Alex Cannon and Ben Leonberg. It stars Indy, Shane Jensen, and Arielle Friedman. Kiss of the Spider Woman is a 2025 R-rated drama musical in which we find Valentine, a political prisoner, sharing a cell with Molina, convicted for public indecency. An unlikely bond forms as Molina recounts a Hollywood musical plot starring Ingrid Luna. This is directed by Bill Condon, written by Bill Condon, Terrence McNally, and Manuel Puig. It stars Diego Luna, Tonatiuh, and Jennifer Lopez. One Battle After Another, 2025 R-rated action and adventure, crime, drama, politics thriller. When their evil enemy resurfaces after 16 years, a group of ex-revolutionaries reunite to rescue the daughter of one of their own. This is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. It's written by Paul Thomas Anderson and Thomas Pynchon. The stars include Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. Roofman from 2025 is rated R. It's a biography, crime, drama, history, romance. A charismatic criminal, while on the run from the police, hides in a hidden space of a toy store. There, he adopts a new identity and becomes involved with an employee, beginning a relationship as unlikely as it is risky. Directed by Derek Chanfrance. The writers are Derek Chanfrance and Kirk Gunn. It stars Channing Tatum, Kirsten Dunst, and Lakeith Stanfield. Soul on Fire, a PG-rated biography drama from 2025. After suffering an accident, a young boy ends up relying on his family, his faith, and his community in his fight for survival. Directed by Sean McNamara, written by Gregory Poirier, it stars Joel Courtney, John Corbett, and William H. Macy. The Conjuring, Last Rites, a 2025 R-rated horror mystery thriller. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one last terrifying case involving mysterious entities they must confront. This is directed by Michael Chavez. The writers are Ian Goldberg, Richard Nang, David Leslie, and Johnson McGoldrick. It stars Patrick Wilson, Vera Farmiga, and Mia Tomlinson. The Long Walk is a 2025 R-rated horror movie. A group of teenage boys compete in an annual contest known as The Long Walk, in which they must maintain a certain walking speed or get shot. Directed by Francis Lawrence, this was written by J.T. Mulner and Stephen King. It stars Cooper Hoffman, David Johnson, and Garrett Waring. The Smashing Machine. It's rated R. It's action and adventure, a biography, documentary, history, sports movie. The story of mixed martial arts and UFC champion Mark Kerr. The director is Benny Safdie, who's also the writer. It stars Dwayne Johnson, Emily Blunt, and Ryan Bader. The Strangers, Chapter 2, is an R-rated horror mystery movie. Left stranded in a small town with no way out, Maya must once again face a night of terror, courtesy of three deadly killers, whose rampage she must put to an end. Directed by Rennie Harlan, this was written by Alan R. Cohen and Alan Friedland. It stars Madeline Petsch, Gabrielle Basso, and Emma Horvath. They called him mostly harmless. It's from 2024. It's a movie TV-14 documentary. A hiker found dead in Florida wilderness is identified by internet sleuths after 2 years. His identity triggers more questions as multiple hikers claim to have met him, but he never revealed his name. This is directed by Patricia E. Gillespie. It stars Kristen Adams, Marge Creech, and Brandon Dowell. And finally, Tron: Ares, a 2025 PG-13 action and adventure sci-fi and fantasy movie. A highly sophisticated program, Ares, is sent from the digital world into the real world on a dangerous mission. Director Joachim Running, and it stars Jesse Wigetow, David DiGilio, and Steven Lisberger. Those are the writers, and the stars are Jared Leto, Greta Lee, and Jeff Bridges. And that's our movies, folks. After Another. This is a review by James Berardinelli of Real View. He gives it 3.5 out of a possible 4 stars. He writes, "For his 10th feature film, writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson once again reinvents himself. A filmmaker who has consistently resisted pigeonholing with projects as diverse in tone and content as Boogie Nights, Magnolia, and Phantom Thread, Anderson shifts gears yet again with One Battle After Another, a quasi-satirical thriller loosely inspired by Thomas Pynchon's 1990 novel Vineland. Although the connections to the book are primarily thematic, Anderson has at least realized his long-held aspiration of bringing some version of Vineland to the screen. This is arguably Anderson's best film since Magnolia, a narrative that lampoons extremism on both ends of the spectrum while maintaining a strong emotional core in the father-daughter relationship between paranoid stoner Bob Ferguson, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and his 16-year-old daughter Willa, played by Chase Infiniti, who only wants to be a normal teenager. The thriller elements, most notably an incredibly tense, climactic 20-minute sequence, kept me on the edge of my seat. The film lacks a clear period anchor, although a 30-minute prologue unfolds 16 years before the main story. The only strong clue to its setting comes from the appearance of modern cell phones. Despite taking place closer to the present day, the ideology of the domestic terrorist group French 75 feels as though it has been lifted directly from the radical movements of the 1960s and 70s. For the most part, Anderson sidesteps references that would firmly situate One Battle After Another in a specific era. And while the film is filled with political undertones and unmistakable allegorical elements, it remains strikingly even-handed in its satirical treatment of both the far left, embodied by French 75, and the far right, represented by a white supremacist group with the ironically innocuous name Christmas Adventurers. The prologue introduces us to members of French 75, including firebrand Perfidia Beverly Hills, played by Teyana Taylor, and her lover, the laid-back bomb-maker Bob, who seems more along for the ride than committed to the cause. The group is engaged in an ongoing war with a government faction led by Colonel Stephen Lockjaw, played by Sean Penn, an unhinged racist who is sexually obsessed with Perfidia. When she gives birth to a baby girl, priorities shift. Bob insists that they are a family now and should embrace the responsibilities that come with it. Perfidia, however, shows little interest in motherhood and instead doubles down on the resistance, a decision she ultimately regrets as it forces her to betray her comrades and abandon both Bob and their daughter. Years later, Bob is a shell of his former self, a paranoid man doing his best to raise his daughter, Willa, while living in hiding. Willa chafes under his restrictions meant to protect her, and has grown up believing that the mother she never met died a hero. To French 75, Bob is still revered, but Perfidia is remembered as Perfidious. The government mostly leaves Bob alone until Lockjaw reemerges. Promised a plum position within a shadowy white power organization made up of major political players, Lockjaw must scrub his past of any trace of sexual impropriety with Perfidia, which means eliminating Bob and Willa, whether by imprisonment or by death. When all hell breaks loose, Bob finds his circle of allies shockingly small, limited to old friend Deandra, played by Regina Hall, and Willa's sensei, Sergio St. Carlos, played by Benicio del Toro, while the forces arrayed against him are overwhelming. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.